Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
It's Thursday, which means we are now just 3 workout days away from a Sunday tilt in Atlanta with the Falcons. And the question becomes, if Jaden Daniels is not full go in tomorrow's practice, would you be okay with clearing him if you were Dan Quinn and Adam Peters? We just asked Chris Russell that question. He said if he can't go through a full practice, he wouldn't feel good about letting him go out and play. That's my thought, too. I just think that that feels like common sense and that's intuitive. I actually retweeted a video that John Keim posted from inside the bubble today of Jaden Daniels going through a bag drill. And to me, what it appears like is, first off, he's moving very, very well when he's just kind of jogging along. Much better than I thought as he's kind of throwing on the run. He looks pretty good. He looks pretty normal. He then does this drill where he's like going through bags, and I don't have anything to compare it to in terms of like when he's not wearing a brace, but it just seems to me like when he's backpedaling through there with a brace on, which he's never worn before, that's pretty big and hulking, I'd imagine, that he's a little stiffer than he typically would be, that there's some less mobility. But he's actually, for what it's worth on the videos, and we're not doctors, we just play it on the radio, he's moving pretty well, I mean, at practice, which is positive. I did not think when we saw videos it would look like it is. I mean, he looks semi-normal, I would say.
Which is, as you said, a very good sign. It tells me that we're trending, we're closer, that's good. If it were still, oh my God, he looks like, you know, knee brace and it's stiff and he's, you know, sort of not really moving around, or if it's ginger, or if his gait is different, etc., then I'm going, oh my God, what are we talking about? But yeah, this tells me that if this was NFC title game on Sunday, maybe you could wrap it up the right way, and you could heat it, and the right painkillers, and the right injections, and whatever, and you could give it a go. That's not what this is. So for me, it's a non-starter. Like, if he's limited still, again, this isn't a bruise. This isn't a jammed finger on his non-throwing hand where it's a pain tolerance issue, and you've got to do a workaround. There's no working around the knee. There are a couple spots in the body where it's a non-negotiable for me, and this is one of them where. This is, again, it's not just a discomfort thing. It's not about comfort, right? There's no toughness question here. He played with a broken rib last year. That's not the, you know what I mean? Like, I got no questions about that guy's willingness to stick it on the line in adverse conditions. I saw him do that against some of the best teams they played, getting clocked by TJ Watt and company when his rib was already broken. I got no questions about that. This isn't a toughness thing for me. This is a long-term, viable health protection thing for me.
Well, seeing the videos today that came out of the bubble of what the media got to see, which is the most they've seen at any point, which is probably also telling that he's just doing more at these practices because it's harder to hide his activity from them. But you add that to his confidence at the mic yesterday. He's himself. He's not compromised. He feels normal. He wants to play. And all the things he was saying very succinctly, very confident about his ability if he was going to go out there and play on this knee right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
It does seem like it's trending toward there is a real possibility that he goes. I'm erring on the side of caution still and assuming that maybe he does not play. And I'm still going to say I think I was like at 70% he doesn't play. I'm down to 60% he doesn't play. But I'm just assuming after the win, the way Mariota played, you give him one more week. Maybe he gets to come back without a brace on or something like that a week from now. But I'm fascinated by the idea of whether or not he has to get through a full practice for them. Because this was a question asked to Dan Quinn, and it was one of the few things he's actually truly answered over the last 2 weeks or so. It was Nikki Jabala, I think, who asked the question. This was last week about whether Jaden needed to get through a full workout.
Do you need to see him back on the field with the rest of the team before you feel okay?
Yeah, I would. It's important, timing, reps, the movements. But it was a good first step to it, Nikki. But, yeah, we'd have to get some reps for sure.
So here's what we don't know from that answer, though. Back on the field, he's back on the field. Like, you're seeing him jog, you're seeing him run. I'm sure he's cutting and sprinting, and you're going through bags, you're doing some of those things. Did he mean he needs to get through a full practice with no issues? He didn't say that. I'm putting those words in his mouth. Or is he just saying, yeah, if you could get through whatever benchmarks we give you over a few days of practice while limited, and, like, what is limited? Why is he still limited? What don't they want him to do today? Right. What didn't they let him do today? Is it just the 11-on-11 part, whatever that looks like against scout team, where you don't love him having to change directions for the stuff that's not predictable when a defender comes free and now he breaks down? I mean, if you can't do that, obviously you can't play, but we just don't know where he's limited other than the distinction that, you know, we see on the injury report.
I think it's a good distinction. So to me, like, it's again, that limited designation leaves so much mystery to it, right? Is it, hey, we don't want him at 11-on-11 because, you know, there are bodies flying everywhere. He might get stepped on or something, and then, you know, next thing, or the grass is wet. I mean, who knows, right? Obviously, they go in the bubble. But you know what I'm trying to say? It's we're just holding him out of this one part of it, or he's literally trotting out to the field, riding the stationary bike for, if we're there for 2 hours, for 95 minutes, and then he, you know, flips a couple balls into a net, and then he goes back inside limited. We don't know the distinction there. I think it's important. Seeing him go through those workouts, though, was a bit reassuring that the arrow is trending in the right direction. But I guess to me it's that, you're holding him back for a reason. There's a difference between Laremy Tunsil, who gets more vet days than anybody in the history of mankind, just because he's banged up. Same with Zach Ertz, bumps and bruises, normal stuff. Hey, man, you're a pro. You know everything in the system already. You're good to go. You know, take Wednesday off just because you need the extra day to reheal your body. If it's that, okay, but it's not. We know that, right? There's an injury reason why he's being held out. So, to me, this would have to be you can do everything. Not only can you do everything, but the next day is good too. Think of a pitcher coming back from injury. Hear Mackenzie Gore talk about it, right? Where he's going, I'll throw today, and tomorrow we'll see how the body feels. That's as important as being able to throw that time. Because if you throw and next day you come in, it's like, oh my God, my elbow's barking or my back hurts or whatever, then the recovery isn't all the way there. You're still breaking up some scar tissue. We're doing this, that, and the other. If you don't recover the right way, then you're, again, potentially risking something. So it, to me, is being able to complete that full cycle of regular, normal behavior at a practice where you wouldn't, if you just were dropped in from outer space, you would never know that he was injured. And the next day, he's fine. Again, this is all relative to football terms where nobody's really ever 100% fine because you're getting, 70 car wrecks a week.
Speaking of Mackenzie Gore, he will be on the show today here on Grant and Danny, the ace of the Nationals weekly appointment on The Fan. That is coming up a little bit later on. You'll also hear from Cal Ripken Jr. in just a few minutes. I'm actually in Annapolis emceeing an event for Cal's charity, the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, tonight. So he's going to be joining us on site here in the room where I'm hanging out broadcasting ahead of his event this evening on the water in Annapolis. The injury report, because it dropped in the last half hour, just to give you the deets, we told you that Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt did not practice. Neither did Terry McLaurin with the ongoing quad problem. Limited for Jaden Daniels. The other guys that didn't practice, Percy Butler with the hip, now back-to-back days. So if you don't have him, I don't know if Darnell Savage would be ready to go. Remember, Preston Smith did not play last week after being signed in week, so maybe that's an indicator of how they would operate. But it would certainly mean more Tyler Owens, maybe more Jeremy Reeves. Both of those guys have done okay with their added opportunities. And then the other players that didn't practice were the two guys that got injured against the Packers, John Bates with a calf and a groin, and Noah Brown with a groin and a knee. Bates, who's such a good blocking tight end, they didn't miss him at all for the one game. 200 rushing yards, 170 and a half against the Raiders, and the strength for him is moving people around in the run game. But there's only a matter of time before the clock strikes midnight on trying to be a really good running team without your best blocking tight end. You know, he is one of the best in the league at that. And then Noah Brown, if you're moving on without Brown for a week, see the Raiders game, it's not the end of the world until you also don't have McLaurin. So since we have a pretty good idea that McLaurin's not playing, and now you're getting into Friday before Brown would be able to test or do anything on the field, not having either of those receivers at a position where you only had five guys after cutdown day, six total now after elevating a practice squad member, I mean, it's just a very, very thin position group. So how do you get around a thin position room at receiver? Generally go deeper at tight end. Well, one of your top tight ends is unavailable as well. So if you're going in 12 personnel, heavy personnel, I would think they'd have to go back to their plan from the Vegas game, which means putting a tackle at tight end in run looks. You know, you're not really having routes run by any means, but you know that might be the way they go about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.